Well, I think it's important to say at the start here that the strategy behind this attack, apart from killing British military personnel, was indeed to create a political crisis which would ultimately end in the collapse of the power-sharing executive. That, it would create a divergent attitude in terms of security policy to the response, i.e. the DUP would want a hardline crackdown, Sinn Féin would oppose that, and that would make them sharing power together impossible in the long run. But it hasn't happened because I think Sinn Féin leaders have been fairly forthright over the last 24 hours in condemning the Real IRA attack. Indeed, one Sinn Féin assembly member even said, "We have to rethink our taboos about, people passing on information to the PSNI." That was in the past that would have been regarded as treachery. So, also Peter Robinson made a very effusive speech in which he promised that he wouldn't want to bring down the institutions because of the acts of the Real IRA. So far, in this one act and its fallout, I think the institutions are still intact.
And you did note in Monday's Guardian, Henry, that the fact that Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness and Sinn Féin have backed the police and denounced the attackers, a historic moment for Northern Ireland.
Well, it's one of these turning points that we seem to need to get over or to get round, and this is yet another one. Sinn Féin signing up to policing was a massive ideological shift in mainstream republicanism. We now have another one, which is that they're actually calling for people to cooperate in the hunt for those killers. That would have been unthinkable many, many years ago during the Troubles. So it is another turning point, yes, and it is significant.
Gordon Brown dismissed the Real IRA as a small, self-obsessed group of thugs with no political support in Northern Ireland. If that's true, will that mean that the men who carried out this attack are likely to be tracked down?
Well, they may be likely to be tracked down, but it's convicting them is the problem. Whatever political support they have or lack of political support they have, long-standing experience in counter-interrogation techniques and avoiding contamination with forensics, for instance. And it's interesting that Michael Gallagher, who's a big campaigner for the Uma bomb victims, his son indeed was killed in that atrocity, has predicted that the killers will not be brought to justice, that such is the nature of the legal system and also the ability of terrorists to clean up really what they've done and not implicate themselves. It will mean that they won't, that those killers won't be brought to justice. That's quite a strong prediction.
And how much popular support is there for this action? Is there any popular support?
Well, there's not. I think the overwhelming majority of, let's say, people from the nationalist community would be opposed to it, as much as it's overwhelmingly condemned by the unionist community. There may be a small slither of support within the Republican base. There is undoubtedly some support, but it isn't significant. You're not talking even into double percentage figures here. But, 10 men determined can keep a campaign going, and that's the key. The key is, what will they do next? Can they sustain this campaign? And the longer they sustain it, the more damaging it is in terms of human life and sabotage. That puts further pressure on the security forces, which in turn puts pressure on the political process, because, can Sinn Féin be seen to be supporting a security crackdown? They will be accused by their rivals on the fringes of republicanism of joining the state against us traditional republicans. So a lot of dilemmas posed if the Real IRA are able to, do more and keep this campaign going. If this is a one-off, it won't destabilise the power-sharing executive.